Scripture reading is Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is the 32nd anniversary of church opening. Mamin Central Church had the first service on July 25, 1982, following the word of God saying, "Open the church when the sun is scorching." Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has been with us, Manmin, protecting, blessing, and guiding us for the last 32 years. I also give thanks to all my dear church members who have been here in times of not only joy, thanksgiving, and happiness, but also trials, tests, sorrow, and tears until now, until Manmin has been set high above the world. I earnestly hope that we will all be able to share happiness together between the first and second floor of the main building of the Castle of the Shepherd in New Jerusalem, remembering the things of this earth. I pray in the precious name of the Lord that you will receive and enjoy the blessing fully that will be given in the grace and truth of the Father God today. Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. 2 Peter 1:21 says, "For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but man moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." Prophecies given by the Almighty God through men of God are certainly fulfilled as spoken. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." If God says something, it will be done. As spoken, this verse is proven through this message on prophecies. This is the third session on prophecy. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will keep your heart wide open as you listen, so that you will gain faith and life. Dear brothers and sisters, from now let me explain prophecies about important political events of South Korea as well as internationally well-known figures. There are some prophecies I made in small groups or unofficially during the 80s and 90s, and for these, the contents are not documented. I gave a lot of prophecies at that time. I gave you prophecies in so many meetings, but at that time we didn't have broadcasting or recording system like now, so they couldn't document these contents. In these cases, I can only show to you the videos of the sermons in which I gave explanations on these prophecies. I hope you will be understanding for this. I'll now explain about the assassination of President Park Chung-hee. On October 26, 1979, I was in theological college. I felt very nervous from early in the morning. When I prayed about it, to my surprise, God revealed to me that President Park would die. I couldn't say anything to anyone because it was under dictatorship. So I just told my wife, President Director Mrs. Lee of a prisoner, there would be a great misfortune in the country before I went to classes. But in the college, I mourned all day long, shedding tears, and I couldn't help but feel very uneasy. I spent the day in sorrow, and the next day I heard the news about the death of President Park that took place the previous day, on the 26th. It was a prophecy about such a shocking event, but I could not leave any evidence of it. And I can just tell you from my memory. But of course, at that time, I told the church members of at that time in small groups privately, because I couldn't speak of such a thing officially. Sometimes Mrs. Lee also talks about it too. It'll be the video of Sunday morning on February 8, 1998. Her center director, Mrs. Lee, was talking about something in the Daniel prayer meeting a couple of days ago. Even when I was a new believer, I knew when someone was going to die. I knew if someone in the church was going to die, I knew about the death of the President Park. I knew about his assassination in advance. For that reason, I spent the whole day in so much pain. And he died that night. And I knew when somebody in the church was going to die because God let me know about it. It was even when I was a new believer. And when I became a deacon, I knew these things very clearly. The assassination of Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi in 1984. God let me know about the assassination of the Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, the first woman Prime Minister of India, several months before it happened. I couldn't say it on the altar, but just told several church members about it. It was reported in October that she was assassinated by her bodyguard, who was a Sikh. Death of Chernenko, the Secretary General of Soviet Union. God showed to me a vision about his death several months prior, and it was fulfilled. It is an audio recording of February 1, 1985. I proclaimed to the church members several months ago prophecies such as would be elected as the President of the United States, Indira Gandhi's death, Soviet leaders' death, and so on. Mormon church members can vouch for it. Why would I say something in advance? They could not have been right had they not been given by God. The enemy devil cannot control the life, death, blessing, and adversity of men. Such things solely belong to God. What was the name of the leader of the Soviet Union? Chernenko. I am reading in the papers nowadays that he is seriously ill and he will die in several weeks. It seems now there is no turning back for him. I had told you about this several months prior. I told you God showed to me this prophecy in a vision, and within several months it is being fulfilled. I don't really remember. Even when I had memorizing power, I couldn't remember the names of foreigners. But when I received the vision, he was not ill or anything. He was healthy. But after I received the vision, the prophecy, the news, there was news reports of his sickness, illness. And he died. It is about Reagan being re-elected and Thatcher elected for the third term. In 1984, it was not easy for Reagan to be re-elected. And in 87, it was not easy for Thatcher to be elected for a third term either. Because Reagan used to be a movie actor. It was not easy for him to be re-elected, but God said he would win by a big margin. And about Thatcher, too, she, as a lady prime minister, it wasn't easy for her to be elected for the third term. But God the Father let me know in advance that they respectively would be re-elected. Let us hear a sermon from that time. June 14, 1984. 7. Since the word manly is mentioned, God sometimes reveals to me some important events of the world situations. I usually don't talk about them. He lets me know about things that will happen in Korea, but I usually keep my mouth shut. But Friday, I spoke a little bit. I read a newspaper article about Thatcher's third term as a lady prime minister. When God was explaining to me about her, He commended her very much. God says, she's manly or manlike. God says she loves God and her people, and she's good-hearted, and she's a manlike lady. That's what God reveals to me. God did not exactly say Thatcher would become the prime minister for her third consecutive term, but He explained to me about her. It is in the same way He explained to me about Reagan and other important world events. So I prayed about it. If I don't pray about it, I wouldn't know what it really means. Where is Pastor Sung-suk Lee? Please find the cassette tape and play it. Just the part about Thatcher. Just play that particular part so we can hear what words God gave to us. Please find it and play it later so we can all hear. About Reagan, the leader of the country that helped your country, he tries to live a righteous life following the righteousness and the right way of man. He also tries to pay the price to be worthy of the leader of the people of his country. I can acknowledge his efforts. Therefore, he will gain the support of the people and be elected once again, and he will do his term once again as the president of his country. So, this is the part of the prophetic message given by God. So, even the Gentiles, God controls these elections and everything. In some countries, a person who is not supposed to be a leader, if he does a coup d'etat and becomes the leader, and there must be a reason that the country will survive through his leadership. About Thatcher, you heard and know about the country where there is a lady ruler. She is lovely in my sight. She was lovely in the sight of God. She has boldness like a man, and she is always humble and gentle in all respects, even though she doesn't know clearly about God. She looks up to God. She tries to have no shame before God. Of course, she believes in God. She tries her best in all the politics. She does not want to take her own glory. She tries the best to have all the qualities of a lady leader in an attempt to govern her country. For this reason, I love and acknowledge this country. Truly, I say to you, even if she was put in a dark alley, she can handle all the things with boldness. She acts in a way that she can be recognized. For this reason, she will receive the grace of God. Likewise, the flow of world situations continues through the people whom God the Father can acknowledge at each generation. In 1985, there was a prophecy about the congressman election of Dongjakgu District. Because our church was in Dongjakgu District. God sometimes reveals to me something in dreams. In 1985, God showed to me in dreams who would be elected as congressman from the district of Dongjakgu, the district our church belonged to. The dreams given by God to me, I mean dreams in my, that I had, were all given by God, so they all had meanings. I had two dreams, and three of the candidates were shown. At first, I saw two of them, and in the next dream, I saw three of them. One said with smiles he was elected, and another said he was elected but with frowns. The other said he was not elected and was feeling ashamed. And he is Seo-Chung-Won. He was saying greeting, saying he wasn't elected. He was bowing at 90 degrees. And he said he wasn't elected. At that time, they elected two congressmen from one district. So I already had the answer as to who was going to be first and the second and who would not be elected. So one was having a smile, saying he was elected, and he didn't bow, he didn't greet me or anything, he was just shaking hands. And the other one, he was elected, but he had the frown. So I already had the answer as to who was going to be the first and the second and the third and who would not be elected. And let us hear my explanation I gave you after the elections. It's from Friday Online Service, February 15th, 1985. The election ended on the 12th. District is Dongjak-gu. And God let me know who would be and who would not be elected in this district of Dongjak-gu. It was mid-December in 1984. There were two candidates who were running for the Congress, Seo-Chung-Won and Heo-Chung-il. God doesn't usually give me dreams. But once they are given, they are correct because they are given by God. When there are tests heading our way, He shows them to me in advance. He usually gives me inspiration or speaks to me directly about future things. Sometimes He works through dreams. It was mid-December or little past that. God showed me two people. They asked me to shake hands with me in my dream. And one of them was Heo-Chung-il, the congressman Heo-Chung-il. He asked to shake hands, so I did. And he said to me, "I have been elected as a congressman." But then he frowned. So it didn't look good to me. I didn't feel quite good in my dream. He said, "I have been elected a congressman," with a frown on his face. Why would he frown? But then Seo-Chung-Won came to me and said, "I have not been elected." And he was really ashamed and embarrassed when he said it to me. His face was covered with shame and embarrassment, saying he was not elected. So after about 15 days, I said such things to the church members. Towards the end of December, or in the beginning of January, I remember telling about this to the church members at that time. I certainly remember. What I said to the church members was, I think many of you deacons also heard it, that Heo-Chung-il came to me and said he was elected, but he was frowning, so I didn't feel good about it. And Seo-Chung-Won came to me and said he was not elected, and his face was full of shame. So I said to some of the deacons that I didn't know what it meant. If you heard me say it, please raise your hands. So many. Deacon Jung-ho Lee, or Elder Pastor Sang-tae Kim, his wife, Mrs. Kim, Pastor Ju, yes, many of you. When was it? Beginning of January? But I didn't know the meaning of the dream. So I asked God what it meant. Then God showed me another dream at the end of February. This time there were three people. The other one was Congressman Park Shil. At the time he was not a congressman. But now he has been elected as a congressman. And he appeared and told me that he was elected. So there were three. Congressman Seo Chung-won appeared again and said he failed to be elected. And he was again full of shame. Also, Congressman Ho Chung-il appeared again. So three of them appeared at the same time. He said he was elected, but was not bright. When God showed me the two men previously, Park Shil was not running for the election. He began his campaign only in January. So God showed to me three persons, and two of them said they were elected, and the other said he was not. And he was very embarrassed. So I was wondering what this dream meant and what I was supposed to do with it. Why would God show me this dream two times? Actually, at that time, nobody could imagine that Seo Chung-won would fail to be elected. He had once won by a great margin. And he is running again, and it seemed natural that he was going to be re-elected. Nobody imagined he would fail. He himself never thought it was possible. No one else thought so. But what was the result? Seo Chung-won was not elected so unexpectedly, and Ho Chung-il and Park Shil were elected. God showed to me clearly who would be the first and the second, and who would not be elected. God doesn't have to show me all the other congressmen who are not from our district, but for those running for our district, God showed them to me. Do you believe it? Haven't I told you church members before? So it was done, as it was shown. So, do you understand? Seo Chung-won was bowing to me, greeting me, but with shame. So he failed. But even then, so I realized he was a humble man and I wanted to have a fellowship with him. And so he kept on winning, being elected again and again. And since then, God always let me prophesy about the parliament members, congressmen in our district. So those who received my prayer of blessing, they were elected. 1987, there was a phrase, Chujagi, and election of Roh-tae-woo, Kim Young-sam, and Kim Dae-jo. President Roh-tae-woo was elected in the presidential election in December 1987. At that time, I told you all about who God wanted to be elected and who would actually be the first, second, third, and fourth. God let me know who would be the president and who would be the second, third, and fourth. And I told you all about it. So I let the church workers put the will of God in the church weekly bulletin. Will of God is. Let us look at the weekly bulletin of that time. Chujagi is an acronym. It was a weekly bulletin of a long time ago. You see it? What it means is
자는 장로, 기는
중현 church's elder, Kim Young-sam. But some people were questioning this, and once I explained what it meant, I explained why I put Chujagi and who would get the first, second, third, and fourth place during the sermon. If you see this, you will just believe. But at that time, there were some people who wouldn't believe and who were questioning these things. If it is Kim Young-sam, you can say Kim Young-sam, why would you have to this like a code? I don't understand. They were saying these things. But we, at that time, we had to be very careful about these things. It could cause a lot of trouble to us. And in churches, you know, all the informants are there in every church who report to the government and intelligence agencies. So I couldn't just say those things. So I explained why I put 주자기 and who'd get the first, second, third, and fourth place during the sermon. It is an audio of sermon of December 4th, 1988. I certainly told you about the presidential election too. I told you who God wanted to be elected. And I told you not to spread it because it could cause tests. I told you later I would explain in detail. I played even the audio of the prophetic word of God, didn't I? Yes, I did. You heard who would be the first, second, third, and fourth. God gave it long time ago. He told even the order in the election result. I played the audio which said which candidate would get the most number of votes and which candidate would get the least. I explained it so you know it. I even wrote a letter to one of the candidates which explained the prophecy of God too. I knew all the details because God let me know in detail. I also played the cassette tape so you also heard everything. But there are still some who have misunderstandings. Some said what was printed on the weekly bulletin was not right. What was not right? It was there on the weekly bulletin who God wanted, but he wouldn't be elected. And God explained through the Bible why he wouldn't be elected. It was all there in the cassette tape and I explained to you. Didn't I? I did all those things so you would have no misunderstanding. But some of you still do not understand and they stumble. There are some who pass judgment on the word of God and even condemn God for that. And I really hope they will not do such a thing. It's the same today. Please do not do such a thing. Aura light is something, and aura lights come out only when there is sweet water. Does that mean without sweet water, there wouldn't be any aura lights? If so many fish and so many shapes are taken, and it's taken only because of sweet water. Without sweet water, isn't it taken? So you pass judgment and condemnation on God's works, and is there any other work in any other place in the world? There are so many photographers. And is there any aura-like lights like this? And if there is, it'll become a big topic, big news. It'll become big news. And it is such a noble work of God, and you pass judgment and condemnation on such a thing. You say this and that. You question it. But now, there are not many who say such things, but even now, you have to repent. Please repent. Because you don't believe, you cannot receive blessings. All the words of the shepherd is true, and only when you trust his words, it means you trust God so you can receive blessings. At that time, I knew in advance not just the election of Roteu, but the other two presidents would be elected. How amazing is this? I knew who would be elected in this election and who would get the first, and even the order of the result. Number one, number two, number three, and number four. And after 5 years, who will be the elected? President. And 5 years after that, who will be elected? So even for 15 years, I gave the prophecy, and it was done, as I said. How amazing is this? It was a prophecy, not just for one election. God the Father showed me a vision in which Roteu, Kim Young-sam, and Kim Dae-jung were in that order going into the Cheongwa-dae or the presidential palace on a flower palanquin. Roteu was going in first, and then he was followed by Kim Young-sam, and then Kim Dae-jung. And Kim Young-sam was ahead. His palanquin was going in, and Kim Dae-jung was a little behind. It was the same kind of palanquin. flower palanquin. And one of them was going in way ahead. So they were going into Cheongwa-dae in palanquins. It means they were going to be elected as the president. So confidently, I said, Roh Tae-woo was going to be the president, and 5 years later, Kim Young-san will be elected, and 5 years after that, Kim Dae-jung would be elected. And there was also Kim Jong-pil. And he wasn't on a palanquin, but he was on his foot. He was on foot. And he was following them. So I thought, I knew he was going to be the number two. He couldn't be elected as the president. And he only became the number two, four, so many. So he was the prime minister. And Kim Jong-pil, Elder Ik-suk Lee's wife's father was the, like a right arm to Kim Jong-pil. And when he, when that man died in the hospital, I prayed for him. I visited him and prayed for him. And he even saw me off, even though he was a patient. Kim Jong-pil was not going in, and I could see him dimly. He was not on a palanquin. Later, we saw that those people became the presidents in that, in the order I saw, and only Kim Jong-pil never became the president, but only the prime minister. Let us see a video of May 13th, 1999. God also let me know who would be elected in the presidential election in that year, and the ranking of number of votes, and who would become the next president. Namely, God let me know who would be the first in the rank. Roh Tae-woo was the first and elected as the president, and Kim Young-sam was the second, and Kim Dae-jung was the third. And Kim Dae-jung is currently the president, and fourth was Kim Jong-pil, and it was done as spoken. The president after President Roh, and the one after that, and everything was done as God said. Elders and those who were there at that time, wasn't it done as God said? Yes, it was. There was no single error. The results were actually quite unexpected. The second in the rank, the third, and the fourth, who would get the least number of votes, it was all done as God said. And the next president was Kim Young-sam. I saw him go into the presidential palace on a flower palanquin, and Kim Dae-jung followed him. That's what God showed to me. So God let me know everything in this way, so precisely, and it was accurately fulfilled. And then God showed to me Prime Minister Kim Jong-pil. All our church members know about it. I was wondering why God would show this man to me. I saw him dimly and not clearly, so it meant he couldn't be the president. I think at that time he was not doing the politics any longer. So I was wondering why God showed him to me. And now you see that he's the prime minister. So I explained everything on the altar about the prophecies I made. And elders and pastors, they remembered. In the first morning service, there was the pastor of Busan Mami Church. They have a good memory. They remember numbers very well. He said, also Elder Jung-ho Lee, he remembers. Moreover, in the election held in 1997, it was not easy for President Kim Dae-jung to be elected based on the political situation of that time. But because I knew since a long time ago that Kim Dae-jung would be elected as a president after President Kim Young-sam, I confidently told the people around me. Some people remember clearly what they heard from me. It is the testimony of Elder Hwang Jun-ha, Jun-ha-Hwang. On July 12, 1996, senior pastor was going to Jinhae to pray for the church built in Navy command. And on the way, he had a meeting with the workers. And Elder Hwang asked him who was going to be the next president, and he easily said Kim Dae-jung would be elected. At that time, after he lost the election in December 1992, he declared he would quit politics, but he came back. And in the first election, he was not elected, and his party gained only 79 seats. It was a big defeat. And because of that, he was in a very difficult situation politically. And news Dongha Ilbo, April 12, 1996, reported that he was in a very difficult situation. In that situation, senior pastor prophesied that Kim Dae-jung would be elected in the presidential election the next year, and it was done, as said. At that time, nobody thought he had a chance. He wasn't elected as even congressman, but I said with certainty that he was going to be elected, and it was, and he was. Because God showed to me, I confidently said it. And 5 years later, and 5 years after that, and when Kim Dae-jung was running for the president, people thought he didn't have a chance, but I, with certainty, I said he was going to be elected. I was going to pray for the offering of the church building in Navy Command in Jinhae. I'm not really related with the military, but strangely, even at that time, I was very well known in the military. So I went, there were colonels. So there were so many colonels welcoming me. I was wondering what happened, and the commander told them to receive me. Then there was the commander and the ex-commander. They welcomed me warmly. And also there was an army general who was there too, and he gave me a plaque of thanksgiving, and he was giving me a thanks. He was shaking hands with me for some time. So, even in the military, when I went to the border, to the north, at the entrance, they escorted me with the MP jeep. They asked me, I was just going and nobody stopped me. So they were asking me, we sent you a vehicle, but how come you just came? It'd be a problem for us. Please wait a little bit. We'll send the vehicle once again. So anyway, I went. And there were two-star, three-star generals, and also their wives who came out to welcome me. And you saw everything on the video. And the wife, she was holding me all the time. So I was... But although I don't really have any relationship with the military, I was a long time, even long time ago, I was well known. And the president at that time, President Roh-tae-woo, it was difficult for him to be elected because there were three Mr. Kims. They were they had more chance. But God said, Rotheu would be elected, and he would get more votes than you expect. And because of Kim Yong-sam and Kim Dae-jung, they were both running for the president. The votes would be divided. So God explained to me how Kim Yong-sam could be elected. So he said Kim Yong-sam and Kim Dae-jung had to be united. They had to come together. Otherwise, Rotheu would be elected again, and it was just going to be a continuation of military regime. So all those corruption in the military, the Gwangju riot or the Gwangju event, nothing would be revealed about it. So God let me know how they could come together, how they could be united. So to in the election. So I explained everything, and I sent it through Deacon Chung-gyun Mok, who was the president of the Yonsei University Alumni Association, and he was also a member of Lions Club, and so I sent him. And on that day, Kim Yong-sam was on his campaign in Busan, and so his wife received a letter. And God said, even if you send the letter, they will not obey, but there was a providence of God, so you should still let them know. So this deacon gave the letter to the wife, and he saw her open the letter and read it. But of course, they didn't obey, and both of them failed. So God gives us in so much detail. So how they could be united, even the methodology, and how as to how they can be united. But God let me know that they wouldn't even the fact that they wouldn't obey. So as God said, they wouldn't obey, and both of them failed to be elected. Dear brothers and sisters, the prophecy is precise and accurate, and the history proves it. And how can anybody dare say these things? The president at that time, nobody knew who was going to be elected. Because these three men were all strong. Rotheu for the ruling party, and Kim Yong-sam and Kim Dae-jung. Kim Jong-pil, they were all, the three Mr. Kims were very strong, and nobody could really tell who would win. But I precisely prophesied, and I prophesied about 5 years later and 5 years after that. Who could do this? And everything is in the cassette tapes, sermons, audios, audio recordings. And it is only the Almighty God who knows about the future. And He lets me know so I can know and prophesy. Not just once or twice, it is not coincidence. So many times, dozens of times, scores of times, hundreds of times, God lets me know and I prophesy. Even from now too. And I already know how the world situations will be unfolded. So that's why when there was a pressman or reporters to ask me to tell something about the future, I spoke a little bit about the future in the interview that was broadcast in Russia, and the people in Russia, they were saying what I said was being fulfilled. So So God is controlling everything in this church.
And
so you who are here are so blessed knowing about the future, so you can prepare, you can be ready.
And the one who knows about the future is with me and guides me. And how can there be no blessing?
But the problem is you don't trust me. Even though I give you all these things, you don't trust me today. Let me ask you a question. To check how much you trust me. Nowadays, you're preparing for the summer retreat. You're practicing for the athletic events. And it's been third week.
And
did you have rain or not? The weather forecast say, every time it's rain, but there was no rain for three consecutive weeks on Saturdays. Last week too. They said the weather forecast said there was going to be thundering and lightning. But yesterday, it was cool. Yesterday, it was 23 degrees Celsius. It is not hot. So those who were practicing, they were texting me. It was a little rather cold wearing half sleeves, short sleeves. It is in the middle of the summer, late July, and in such cool weather, they were practicing soccer and volleyball. Because the sun was covered by the clouds. And so yesterday, the angels were moving the clouds. So the sun could be blocked, or when necessary, it could be open. Also, on your playgrounds, there were a lot of angels. So you wouldn't be hurt. You wouldn't fall. Angels are doing even those things. So what kind of blessing is this? God is making this cool weather in this hot summer. And on Friday, how hot was it? It was above 30 degrees. But yesterday it was 23 degrees. So you could practice in such a cool weather. So many angels were mobilized so they could protect you from injuries and other things. So, what do you say about these signs and wonders? Who does these things? Controlling the weather conditions? And you still don't understand who is doing these things. You've been watching me for the last 32 years. You've watched me drive away typhoons and storms, and signs and wonders, and so many other things. And still, you still don't know. You should know so you can trust and believe. Signs and wonders. Is it the four living creatures? And who commands these to show the signs and wonders? It is the one who commands. Let there be rain, or let it be cool. The four living creatures just follow the order. So who is commanding? Who is in command? Because they just follow the order. I've never been able to say these things until now. I couldn't dare say these things until now, but because you will witness in the summer retreat, it's the first time I'm telling you. But even though I'm not telling you, you should know in your heart by now. Because I've been commanding all these things. Last year, of course, the four living creatures, they obeyed. But who commanded? I commanded the rain to stop last year in the last summer retreat. So they obeyed.
And I've been doing this ministry for such a long time, and still you don't have the understanding. So God trained me for such a long time for me to be able to command the four living creatures. It began when I was in Galilee Prayer House. There was a rainstorm. Also kind of a hailstorm. And I command the four living creatures from the window. And sometimes it stops, the storm stops in a moment when I command, within a couple of minutes. Then I would be so happy because I commanded, they obey, as God said. But sometimes they don't. Sometimes even though I command, they don't obey. But when it doesn't happen, I feel very uneasy. So I pray about it to God. Father, I commanded, but then why didn't they obey? So God explains. When the original voice is commanded, they hear it and obey. But when you command it with your physical voice, they don't understand it, so they can't obey. So you have to command only with the original voice. So I understood. So how can I sound forth with the original voice? And I've been being trained to do that until now. Your heart being changed and your evil being cast off, it is done because I command with the original voice. But without the original voice, nothing happens. So that's what I've been doing. I've been receiving this training. So last year, to stop this rain in a moment, because I commanded with the original voice, one of the four living creatures obeyed the command and commanded the angels so that the rain stopped. I think you know. But if you do not know the roles of the four living creatures, I will explain in the evening or in the summer retreat. If it's a disaster, the lion creature is in charge or for other things. But even now, even though I don't command, it is done if I just harbor something in my heart. When I was being trained, I had to command, but now the training is over. So last year, I passed the test. God said, "You break me." When I heard that, I couldn't understand. What should I break? So does that mean it's not just when it rains, I have to break him and stop the rain, but when I began the message, it was raining. So on this first day, of course it wouldn't rain because it's an important day. So I realized, God meant I had to break this. So that's why I commanded it. And you saw the rain stop and the sky opened, the clouds going away. So God tested me in this way, so I passed it. So this year, God is telling me, you play the main role. You do it. Whatever is in your heart, you just go ahead and do it. You become the main player. I, Father, will not care. So you just do everything by yourself. That is why there are so many men of spirit, men who are on the rock of faith, so that we'll all be united together to accomplish world mission. World evangelism. Now you can understand because you've been seeing for so many years. So there will be so many men of spirit, and we will also need the money. And this is the process has been going on for the money to come in. That's why the process has been going on for a long time. And because I passed the test, God entrusted to me everything. You just do everything by yourself. I will not interfere with your work. And God, of course, God trusted me 100%, but now He trusts me even more completely. So in this summer retreat, I can, in that process, I let you have cool weather and all these weather conditions. So in this summer retreat, what kind of work will happen? The sick, those who have diseases, I hope you will prepare yourself with faith and all of you will be healed. All of you. And those who do not cut off the worldly things and commit sins, I can't help you. If you still commit sins and if you want to be healed, it means you are cheating God. So I can't help you, but you if you repent and cut off the worldly things, then you will be healed. God will heal you. So this time, let us all solve all the diseases, all those who are sick. Let us get rid of sickness completely. And when I recover 100%, if my body recovers completely, I will have a healing session for several days. So even disabled will be healed, will be made whole. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become life and faith. Father, thank you. Let them be healthy spiritually and physically from head to toe, all cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. All internal organs be healthy. Heart, lung, kidney, intestines be healthy. All skin diseases go away. All cancers go away. Lung diseases go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you. All the broken bones, injured bones, let them be healed. Give them health. Father, thank you. Hyunjun Shin of Canada, let him be healed of the anger in his heart, which he had for 30 years. Let him be healed of speech disorder and lack of sociality. In Sumin, Okuno Gitaro of Japan, leg fracture, numb leg, difficulty in walking, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. In Sumin, lower body paralysis, be healed. Zhang Chai Long, infection and leg fracture, be healed. Zhen Li Juan, cerebral infarction, be healed. Bak Bo Gun, heart disease, anemia, difficulty in breathing, be healed. Li Ming, hepatitis B, be healed. Zhou Song Jie, abnormal count, white blood cell count, rashes all over the body, be healed. Ding Ding Da, high blood pressure, heart disease, ringing in the ear, be healed. Kim Suk Ja, cancer in the cervical, uterus cancer, blood clot in the legs, be healed. Zhou Yi La, rashes, be healed. Fang Fang Lan, diabetes, be healed. Li Bing Yang, let her give, have easy delivery of the baby. Li Man, let her conceive a boy. Gao Min Loi, Zhang Wei Liang, let them be set free from the game addiction. Zhao Zhulong, let him get paid for the payment for the construction. And also lay your hands on In Victory readers and viewers and TV in Russia viewers. Answer to all their prayers. And Father, receive glory. Father, thank you. And also give the children wisdom and health and let them get the good grades in the church and all the church vehicles of the church, of the church members. Protect them, let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.